From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. politics dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday that comes amid signs of divisions within the Republican Party. During the debate, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump. A New York businessman appears to be marching toward the party's nomination. In other news, North Korean state media says leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment in what Pyongyang's latest angry response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA it is likely North Korea will do something in response to the latest sanctions.
The question is, these sanctions probably in and of themselves, even if well enforced, probably aren't enough to force North Korea to stop those programs. North Korea is very determined on them, but they may be enough to significantly cripple those programs if adequately enforced.
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. The UN and African Union chiefs have strongly urged Sudan to grant freedom of movement to peacekeepers and aid workers in Darfur, where tens of thousands of civilians are homeless because of fighting. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria reports the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding, so political talks aimed at ending the 5-year-long civil war will be resumed next week as planned. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva following the story.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war. He says the level of violence has been greatly reduced and that the cessation of hostilities agreement is generally holding, which is good news for many Syrian people.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high and further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking at a joint press conference in Ankara with host Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Tusk said encouraged his migrants out there not to come to Europe.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants. Wherever you are from, do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers. Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
Tusk praised Turkey for its cooperation, including stepping up Coast Guard patrols and a tightening of visa programs in handling the migrant influx. In a first for the Olympic Games, a team of refugees will compete at the international sporting event in Brazil this summer. The participating athletes and other members of the team will be named by the IOC Executive Board at its next meeting in June. IOC President Thomas Bach says everyone has been touched by the magnitude of this refugee crisis. He said by welcoming refugee teams, they'll send a message that all refugees in the world should have hope.
That's the latest world news from VOA.